The full board of representatives in Stamford voted on two ordinances last night. Those ordinances had to do with loudspeakers on cars and the use of motorized recreational vehicles like dirt bikes on city streets and public spaces. Captain Chris Baker with the Stamford Police Department is back to explain the history of issues in the city prompting those two ordinances. So welcome back, Captain Baker. First of all, let's make this very clear that loud noise and dirt bikes being a nuisance, it's not something that just Stamford experiences. We've heard about this in many other cities across Connecticut and certainly being a problem in other states. But let's talk about specifically in Stamford, what prompted the city, certainly the public, really wanting these ordinances in place. And it sounds like city leaders wanting it as well. There we go. Captain Baker now connected. Good morning.
Good. Specifically, with regard to the noise ordinances, believe it or not, that's been one of the largest, quality of life issues that we've been dealing with for the last several years. And I know there were a group of people, such as Citizens Against Noise in Stamford, that live in and around specifically our beaches, kind of took the heavy task of getting to city government and trying to get some legislation passed with some ordinances that have some teeth.
And so with these ordinances, essentially for both of them, it sounds like they involve both fines. First offenses for both could start at $1,000, go all the way up to $2,000 if it's your third offense. But also it involves police seizing property, correct?
It does involve the police seizing property and then obviously going through an appeals process through the city government before, the property is actually taken. So obviously there's a process before that happens.
Captain Baker, can you give us some concrete examples of why this has become such a problem? I know you and I got connected back in the fall of 2024 because there was a situation where dirt bikes were weaving in and out of people on baseball fields at one of your public parks there. I mean, it's become a huge problem, not only as a nuisance, but it's also become a real danger, correct?
Yeah, for some reason, when I was growing up, some of these things haven't changed, right? We would ride dirt bikes and trails. For some reason, over the last few years, it's become a trend to actually get into the city streets, specifically in larger groups, with these dirt bikes, create havoc for people that are driving and walking downtown or on city streets. There's really, a lot of them are youth, not all of them, but we need something in place that we have the ability to prevent future activity like that. And I think these ordinances could potentially give the teeth that we need to set the example. And, that stuff's not going to be tolerated, both for the safety of the kids on the bikes, as well as the people that are driving and walking around in the city.
And again, we have Captain Baker here from the Stamford Police Department. Captain Baker, when you and I first got connected, one of the reasons you were such an important interview for us here on the show to really understand this problem. You also, for what you're doing at the Stamford Police Department, you also get a lot of inquiries that sort of bleed over into Stamford from like Westchester County, correct? Don't you see a lot of activity as well, sort of on the border going into the New York area?
Yes, for sure. So geographically, believe it or not, we're closer to New York than we are Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. And the majority of our stolen cars, and there's been a significant increase in stolen cars over the last couple of years. The majority of those are coming from New York, both crews that come in and steal our cars, and that's usually where they go back to.
So one of the things that I thought was interesting, Captain Baker, when we talk about this being an issue, not just in Stamford, but this is a real issue as well in New York, correct? What are some things that they're doing to crack down on the recreational motorized vehicles or the loudspeaker problems on people's cars?
Yeah, Melissa, the last time we talked, we spoke specifically about street takeovers, which involve cars and or bikes. I know that New York City PD, that we have worked with several times, Westchester County and their real-time crime center, tracking these types of events. They can use helicopter surveillance, for lack of a better term. They have task forces that are deployed when these types of events are publicized, do our best to mitigate their meeting spots and so on and so forth.
So do you know if the full Board of Representatives, did they pass the ordinances last night?
They did last night,
they
yes.
They did. So now what happens? It has to go to, obviously, Mayor Caroline Simmons' desk for approval.
Yeah, that is correct. So once that gets to the mayor's desk, and it'll be her decision whether to sign that, and believe that she has 30 days to do that, or could potentially veto it, meaning that she has the ability to do that. And then after that, this, if it passes, the city will put in place, an appeals process so that there is an officer from the city that can obviously hear appeals. And I'm saying both for the ticket and the seizure of either a motorcycle, a recreational motor vehicle,
or loudspeakers.
A loudspeaker, yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the soonest we could see, or I should say, the soonest it sounds like we could see it is by next month, it sounds like, because there's a 30-day, or she could decide today to sign it, right?
She could. I think the mayor has 30 days.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, again, I don't know. I haven't talked to Mayor Simmons, but it just seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Captain Baker, there is just so much support, it seems like, from city residents. Obviously, city lawmakers are very in favor of this. I would imagine she is aligning with them. I don't know if you've heard anything.
I have not spoken to the administration about that. And I could certainly tell you our side is, I know there's two sides to all this. Obviously, I get, like I previously stated, a bunch of complaints, especially during the summer, mm-hmm. about these activities. Mm-hmm. And I just want to reassure everyone, with most other, violations, officers have, discretion on when and what we do. However, for the repeat offenders specifically, this puts some teeth into, a fine is, a $200 fine may be overlooked. A $1,000 fine, certainly, if I was a parent, of a kid that kept getting on a city street with a bike, that's not going to be overlooked.
Yeah, I'd be mad. I'd be mad that my kid had a $1,000 fine over a $200. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and we hear about that even, across the board, with having tougher penalties for crimes just in our state, beyond just what we're talking about today. So the stiffer penalties, and I think also the seizures. I think the fact that police now have the right to say, hey, this is against our city ordinances. You can't have it. I mean, and that you have to go through a process of getting it back potentially. You're not going to just abuse those things lightly. I think when you have things taken away from you, it makes you look at it a second time and reevaluate your decisions. So we'll definitely see and find out not only if the mayor is going to sign this and have this, become a new way of living in Stamford, but also I would love to stay in touch with you, Captain Baker, and see if it makes a difference. I'd love to see from a police standpoint if you feel like the incidents reports, if that goes down once these ordinances are put into place.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to encourage people to make sure they're investigating, the ordinance itself and read through it and understand exactly what we're talking about. This is not someone playing some music driving down the street that during the summertime that makes them feel good. We're talking about large speakers that are customized into the back and shaking cars and ruining people's dinner and ruining people's time at the beach. So make sure that, and I encourage people again also for the definition of some of these things within the ordinance themselves.
Yeah, certainly understand them to the best of your ability. And like I said, we're going to continue following this, giving you updates, and we'll stay in touch with Captain Baker and the Stamford Police Department. Thank you for what you do, Captain Baker, and for making the time to come on WICC. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, Melissa.